Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode of Word of Mom Radio. We are here on week two of Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton, and she is sharing Trisha Bowden and Phil and April Brown from Mysterium Music. Well, I'll go ahead. I'm going to let you take over.
Oh, sure. Thank you, Dory. It's good to be here again. And, yes, we'll be joined by Paul and April Brown. They are a duo that records under the name Aurelius Castle, and they are on the record label of Mysterium Music, which is founded and owned by Trisha Bowden. So before we welcome Trisha in, we just wanted to talk a little bit again about choosing positive entertainment as a lifestyle, and all the good things that it can mean to your life and your home and everyone around you. So last week we had lots of fun with Fiona Joy, and she is also a recording artist out of Australia. And we talked about, what does it mean to be in the positive entertainment field and what those choices are as a recording artist. And really it comes down to being mindful of what you're creating and the intention that you're putting into that creation and recording. And, if you want to take it even further, you can take it out into your business practices, and how you conduct business with other people. That is all sort of under this umbrella of mindfulness and transformational entertainment and positive entertainment and consciousness. They kind of all are sort of sister groups with very slight differences between them, but all working towards a better world together. So it's an exciting time. I will share something that I found this week that I'm really excited about. I'm always on the lookout for some of the new supportive entities in this world, and I came across something called the Empower Music and Arts, the POSI Awards, basically standing for positivity. And I haven't talked to them yet. I'm going to see if I can get them to come and tell us more about how this is such a big movement that it requires its own awards. And there are events and there are services and members and recommended music that are all connected to this Empower POSI Awards. I'll just read you a tiny bit from their website, which is at www.empowerma.com/POSI Awards. So the Empower POSI Awards were introduced in 2005 to recognize excellence in songwriting for positive, empowering music. The POSI Awards celebrate the powerful music and extraordinary artists who are transforming lives and helping to create a world that works for everyone through the power of positive music. So apparently there have been about 12 annual POSI Awards so far, and the submission time runs from April 1st through June 30th. So if there's anyone out there that thinks their music fits this positive, frame of reference and creativity, then you're welcome to submit to these awards. And again, it's at empowerma.com. So I encourage everyone to continue to develop this category, and we hope that it grows. And indeed, we'll talk to Mysterium Music and Patricia Bowden today about her ideas of creating positive and healing and relaxing music and how that came about and how it led to the creation of Mysterium Music. So, Dory, I wonder if Trish has joined us yet.
She has not, but you know what? Would you like to start with heart chakra, and as she comes in, we can bring her in? Maybe
that
we can intro
terrific.
The song?
Yes, and if she's late, I'll just tell a little bit more about her and her website, which is at mysteriummusic.com, and that's mysteriummusic.com. Yeah, let's hear from one of the, I guess, seminal recordings and most important and beloved recordings of Trisha's, I know, which is the album Light Body. And each song moves through the chakra points. Peter Cater and Trish Bowden on vocals.
I brought the song down. I wanted to bring Trisha Bowden in so you guys can talk while this music is playing underneath.
Wonderful. Thank you, Dory. Hi, Trish.
Hi, Beth.
You can talk over the music. Don't worry about it.
Sounds
yeah,
beautiful.
I didn't want to cut off the I didn't want to cut off the beautiful song. But it's a long song, and I wanted you to be able to share Trisha and Mysterium Music and the wonderful transformational music they're putting out there for people to hear.
Thank you. Yeah, just let it play. We'll talk. So, Trish, welcome to Positively Entertaining. We're so glad you could join us and to try to get a little bit of background from you about how you came to start Mysterium Music.
Well, I started Mysterium Music on the advice of Peter Cater. I met him on a whale watching trip that he put on in Maui, which was unbelievable. A really, really beautiful spiritual journey. And I had always thought about doing a CD for hospice because of the intensity of being in the hospital rooms with the families and the stress and the what people don't realize is that your hearing is the last thing to go, and people coming in and out of morphine and hearing the stress of their families. There's fear, there's so many negative things to a natural process that should be cherished, and the moment should be wonderful instead of fearful for everybody. So it should
right.
be a very endearing moment rather than a loving moment rather than, you know. Mm. So I talked to Peter about it, and he said that was something he'd always wanted to do. So together we put that together, and that was the beginning.
Wow, and therein lies the transformational aspect of, you know, the music right from the beginning, because you can transform that space and that room, you know, mm-hmm. like you said, out of the fear and into love and ascension, then that's mm-hmm. sort of the ultimate service, I think, at end of life.
Right. Yes, and true. And it's also gone on to help people with PTSD and sleep disorder, because it actually calms people down gently and slowly, starting with a thunderstorm, and it kind of draws you in and then slowly lets you relax. So it has all sorts of uses now as time goes
right.
on.
Is that the Light Body album that we're talking about?
Yes, uh-huh, that's mm-hmm. what we're talking about. And that's what you're listening to is Heart Chakra, the fourth song on the album. So
right, and that's your voice, isn't it?
Yes, it is, uh-huh.
Beautiful. So tell us quickly about your background as a singer. I mean, it goes way beyond Mysterium Music, which is, you know, your current venture.
Right. Angelic vocals are my where I belong now, where I feel most at home. But I started out basically as a blues singer and then a pop singer. And so I actually have reconnected with the first person just in a very very coincidental incident that encouraged me to get on stage and sing the blues. And we are now going to be doing a healing music CD together in the future.
Oh my goodness.
Based on...
So he's graduated from blues as well into this
yes.
healing aspect
mm-hmm.
of music.
Yes, through lots of... life experience and time, and we were out of touch for probably 35 years, and a friend of ours named Say brought us back together without even realizing she was doing it. So everything goes full circle. So and he plays guitar with the ocean, and it's beautiful. It's such a relaxing way to, he interprets the ocean's feelings and through his guitar, and that's how he learned to play guitar when he was a child. So he's gone back to that now. So
wow. So that's a release that'll come maybe this year or early next year.
Yeah,
possibly.
Probably early next year. Mm-hmm.
What's his name? Should we look
his
out
name
for
is
it?
John Joseph.
Wonderful. And what else do you have coming up that we can look forward to?
I have a new artist named Nikki Free. Nikki Free is a also a blues rock guitarist,
wow.
but he plays a Native American flute, and we're going to be doing a Native American flute album called the Native American Flute for Therapy. And I think that's going to be really rich and beautiful.
Right. I'm looking forward to that, and hoping to meet Mickey soon myself
mm-hmm.
Here in L.A. when he comes through town. I know he plays live a lot, so that'll be exciting
mm-hmm.
to see those worlds come together.
Right, because he's still going to be doing his blues thing, and he's going to be working with the marvelous Paul Brown on this album. So
right. I think we're
going
to talk in
yeah.
April in a second from
mm-hmm.
Agrelia's Castle. But I just wanted to mention, too, that you have done such amazing things with Peter Kater every year. And that includes 4 Grammy nominations over the last 4 years or so since you started the label, which is amazing. And those albums are all available for sampling and sale on your website. Is
right.
that correct?
That's correct, yes, uh-huh. And Peter Kater is an amazing musician, composer, and, I mean, there's just thousands of healing practitioners that will testify to that, because so many massage therapists and Reiki masters and healing touch practitioners that use his music with their clients and really prefer it to anybody else's. He just has... a deep sense of of when the music should happen and when there should be air between the notes, and you know, and just he just has a beautiful sense of
Very intuitive. And what I found amazing in checking out the different albums is the variety of sound and the number of people that he collaborates with to bring a variety of sounds and effects and maybe healing effects to the music. You know, different instruments joining with his amazing piano playing can really add so much to the music and to the purpose that he's creating it for.
Yes, absolutely. And we're going to continue working together. We have at least three more albums in the idea stage right now. So
fantastic. Yeah. I love the thing that you did this year, and I hope they're still available. It was called the Love Essentials, and it was a beautiful love gift box, probably for Valentine's Day, maybe even Mother's Day, but it was a custom chocolate, an essential oil, and what else was in there?
A candle, and the and Peter's latest album, that was a piano solo album, the first one he's done in 10 years.
Right.
So that was, and that was nominated for a Grammy Award this year, as well as other awards, and it's just beautiful. It's a beautiful album about love and everything involved in relationships and the beginnings and the and from a male perspective, which we don't hear very often, you know. And his he even describes each song on the album, which is
And I think
very
that we
deep.
Should that you know we have a lot of ladies that listen to this show and who love Dory and follow Dory so loyally. But, you know, this is music, the music I'm talking about this week, last week, next week, is music that is also for men, and it can actually really possibly even indirectly help to open men up who need to release or want to move to another stage of consciousness, but just have so many of the everyday blocks that our society put up, you know, and how do you feel about that, Trish, as far as, like, the music just kind of playing in the background? Can it affect people's lives?
Actually, Trish got bounced out, but it's perfect time for us to take a quick break to thank our sponsors for today's show. So I want to thank Nicole Lester, who is from Paraquilting. And Paraquilting is where she creates quality, customized products that are made to order and are perfectly unique for you and all the people in your life. Her product list includes, but it's not limited to, T-shirts, quilts, regular quilts, totes, tutus, headbands, first birthday outfits, embroidered items, baby items, and so much more. Nicole left stay at home, work at home mom with, when she first came on as a sponsor, two kids and one on the way, and just had the most beautiful baby girl that you have ever seen. I cannot wait to see her with some of Nicole's great headbands. Her business is her other baby, and it's something that she's always looking to improve and grow. And all of her products are created with the customer's wants and needs in mind. And if you don't see what you want, you can ask her. She loves trying new things. You can find her at Paraquilting on Etsy, and you'll also find her on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter at Paraquilting. And stadiumbags.com, you know, sports season is here, and you have to have a clear bag if you're going into the stadium. So our mini backpack and our mini messenger bag are designed with sports fans in mind. So you can go to stadiumbags.com and make sure that you have the ease of and convenience of being able to go in with your bag to a ball game. So again, you can go to stadiumbags.com. And we're back here on Word of Mom Radio with Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton. And I want to bring Beth back in. And she also has two other guests that are coming in. Paul and April Brown are going to be here. And Trisha Bowden is also here. So let's get back to them live. Beth,
thank
you,
Dory.
There?
Yes, thank you so much. And thanks to the sponsors. I really admire that busy mom with all those babies and new products. But once you get in that sort of mode of just creating, I think maybe, you know, it all kind of flows together and you just have to go with it. So, Dory, I wanted to check in with you. Do you have anybody as far as Paul and April? Are they
Hello?
With us?
Paul and April are here on the line.
Good, good. Welcome, you guys. How are you?
I want a baseball bag.
Oh, you do?
Hello, it's just Paul being silly.
We will hook all the wonderful sponsors and the busy, busy moms together here and help support each other's businesses. That's what we do. That's what Dory does so well. But welcome,
awesome.
Welcome. Thanks for joining us. Are you calling from the creek?
No, we're calling from our living room. Creek's a little noisy right about now.
That's true, that bubbling brook sound. Well, everyone, I am so pleased to welcome Paul Brown and April Brown. They are a couple as well as a duo, and they recorded their album last year that is called Elders and Ancestors, and they record under the name Agrelia's Castle. And what they've done is such a beautiful album. It's really like nothing most people have ever heard. And, you know, it's got vocals. It's got a whole lot of top-notch musicians playing on there. And I'll let Paul get into all that. But it's nominated for several awards this year, currently One World Radio Awards. And it was nominated for as one of the best albums of 2015 by renowned Lloyd Barty. So pretty good props for the first album you guys have recorded together.
Thank you.
So tell us about it. And we want to get into, you know, maybe we'll introduce the title track, Elders and Ancestors, right away so it can play underneath as we talk. Would that be okay?
Yeah. That would be
sure.
Great.
All right, Dory, if you've got it queued up, go ahead. I don't know.
Wow.
Telling us about it, okay?
Yeah. Well, it was an album that was born out of April's pantry.
And speak a little bit closer to the phone, because I think it got a little bit lost, and you were saying that it was the album was born out of April's cancer journey, and that's
yes.
An interesting choice of term, because as we said, we're positively entertaining, and you know, we believe that everything that you look at in life, you know, you're looking at it from a perspective of choice and how you deal with it. So I think that's a really positive approach you've taken with your cancer journey.
Yeah,
tell us more about
under such a devastating circumstance, we had never been connected musically. And all of a sudden, through that journey, we were. And she picked up Native American flute and started singing. And just right away, it was like she had been playing and singing for years. So we just started. We really didn't start creating an album together. We just started creating together. And it really became so evident to us that, man, we just need to keep going. And before we knew it, we had an album done. But it was really wild, because along this way, I would send Trish tracks. Over
right.
about a year, I kept sending her tracks, and it's like, okay, well, keep going. it turned into just the most beautiful journey for us, though. It really has.
Yeah, excellent. And how did you guys meet Trisha originally?
I think I met Trisha at the Grammys.
Oh, wow.
I had an album up for a nomination, a blues album. And I just fell in love with the music that she did and her vision. And I talked to people about it. And I was like, man, I felt that was the person that I needed to keep reaching out to. And so we didn't even pitch any other labels. We just kept sending things to Trish as we went along.
Wow.
And again, I loved her vision. And then finally, when we finished like the last three songs, we met with Trish, and then really, really, we all just connected so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, her label and her vision are just so amazing and so parallel with ours.
To actually jump back and read that mission to everybody, because it is so positive. It's Trish has written this mission statement, which is that Mysterium Music is a unique recording label whose services offer creative production and promotion of musical works of art for healing, relaxation, rejuvenation of the mind, body, spirit, and soul.
Yes,
because you've done all of that for yourselves as well as the listener. Really a twofold, you know, benefit. It's your gift to the world. April, what has this done for you?
Oh, for me personally, it was really got Paul and I much closer together as a couple as we were working together and exploring our creativity together. And it's just, I would never have expected myself to be on a label or have a CD out. That's nothing that was ever in my life plan.
Right.
But here it is. It's such a magical, special thing. And I'm just overwhelmed with the idea that it's out there and people are listening to it and enjoying it. And thank you to Trish for making it possible for us.
Yeah, and it's true. And it's a testament to, you know, your spirit that, you know, just that one step in that direction, you know, that little seed has blossomed, you know, and really this music has gone all over the world. I mean, we do want to switch and play Sonnet a little bit because it's one of my favorites, and it really, I think, shows your amazing flute playing that, you know, you've developed as a part of this journey. So, Dory, if you'd like to play Sonnet, and then we can... Dory will tell us when we need to wrap, and she'll take us out on it. Just cry. There's something so poignant in that piece.
Oh, thank you. I'm my favorite.
But Mike Scott of like stepping into a parallel world of this gorgeous hypnotic healing music, and April sings like an earth angel. Goes. So, Paul, can you tell us how you've taken this music around the world on your touring?
It's wild because Mike has been such a helpful bridge today. When we were in Europe, first of all, I met so many people along the way that had albums that were submitted for Grammys, including Steve and Chrissy at One World Music. And they actually came to our show at the Waterboy show. So it was really awesome because I would meet these people and they would give me their CDs and then I would give them Elders and Ancestors. And we had some download cards made and that we're offering, you know, free of charge to people that do to the download album that are going through a cancer journey. So along the way I would meet fans and Waterboys fans or people going through these things and I could introduce them to all the music through that. It was beautiful.
So many of the hospice centers that you could find, and I think that's just a beautiful thing. I mean, it's really makes a difference if you've ever been in a space like that, you know, to have silence or machines versus, you know, to have this music. It's completely transformational to the space.
Yeah, there was one point I had whacked part of my finger off, one of my fingers, before a show, and I ended up doing the show anyway. But when they rushed me to the hospital, I have such a deathly fear of needles and those just being in hospitals. Well, I had a little cube speaker with me, and they let me put Elders and Ancestors on while they were working on my finger and doing all this stuff, and it calmed me down so much. And I looked around, and there were all these other people that were really just looked so frightened of being there and so tensed up. And I just saw their faces as, you know, and just I saw this calm come over them, just like me. It was pretty amazing.
That's powerful. And that's really the power of music. And what I love on your site, there's information about you on mysterium.com, and then you also have the Agrelia's Castle Facebook page, and we can make a link to that from Dory's page and my Facebook page as well for the show. But it says, the songs on Elders and Ancestors have grown from the artist's journey together through the cancer landscape. They come from the desire to create peace, joy, and hope. And I think you have certainly accomplished that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
You're welcome.
It means so much to us.
Should listen, or if we have more time to chat. What do you think, Dory?
Oh, I actually booked 45 minutes for the show. So we have a few minutes to get everybody to wrap up. I didn't want to miss any of this really lovely music. I'd rather end a couple of minutes earlier than to have people miss this live because it's so lovely, although our archives make us live on your time so they can pull it up at any time. So let everybody, I'm going to have, Paul and April say their goodbyes, and then I'll bring Tricia back in so she can wrap up on her end, and then you can take it from there, Beth.
All right, terrific. Well, Paul, give a quick shout-out to all your friends who played on the album because we love them, too, and we appreciate them, and then we'll go out on Sonic.
Beautiful. Well, we definitely want to thank Richard Cushing for some beautiful sitar, and we want to thank Tom Shinnis, who played the most amazing cellos.
And guitars.
Mike Ferris, who sang the most amazing version of Wayfaring Stranger I don't think I've ever heard.
Everyone must hear that song. Mm.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. He blew us away with that.
All right. Tell us where we can buy the music, and too.
Well, of course, Amazon, CD Baby, iTunes, and Mysteria Music, right from her website. You can get the album from MysteriaMusic.com.
Maybe I do. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We love you guys and keep the amazing work. Looking forward to seeing what's next from Agrelia's Castle.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Trisha, are you there?
I am here.
Trish, you're back.
I'm back.
Thank you.
I somehow got disconnected for a little while, but I'm back. So I'm just in listening mode with Sonnet. Every time that song comes on, I start crying, and I just am no good. But it is, I love that album, and I love those people. And one thing that we didn't bring up was that April is a fantastic artist, a painter. And she has so many paintings. Also, I believe something that she discovered during her cancer journey was her painting ability. So
their album has
her artwork all over it. And there's also much more too. So
positivity. I mean, to have this journey, and it's been a long journey, you know, it's been years.
10 at least, yes.
Persevering and to discover something new, you know, not just one thing, but
several
things, flute ability, singing ability, painting, you know, and actually, I mean, producing. They had to bring this whole thing together too and promote it. That is a true testament to positivity and the point of view that you choose to have in your life.
Right.
So I hope
right.
people are inspired by that, and so many of the other examples we'll try to bring. And you too, Trish, because you take on a lot, and you have had this vision, and we read your mission statement while I was with Paul and April, and, you know, I applaud you for everything that you're bringing to the world. It's a 24-hour job, you know, I know it is.
Yes, it is, and my mission is I am very devoted to getting this music into more and more cancer centers and more and more integrative health systems and hospitals and anyone that has a need for it, which would be everyone, I would think, at some point in time. You know, it's great for relieving stress and just healing, comforting, relaxation. Please write me a note, email me, and tell me how it's affected you, good or bad. And I learn from everyone else's experiences, and that's how I move on with the next project. So,
I think what we were talking about was one of the next steps is really to get more people on the mission with you, and in a sense, if you know someone that runs, you know, a hospice or a cancer treatment center or a holistic treatment facility, you know, try to bring in the music. You know, try to create programs. I know there are huge health organizations, even Cedars-Sinai, that have live music programs as well, you know, in waiting rooms and in even, you know, in built into the hospital beds. And, you know, it's becoming more popular. It's just not really organized yet. But you're saying you would help anyone who brings that source to you or says, please talk to this hospital administration, that you would help to follow that through.
Right, exactly. And that being, you know, because we know that this is successful with massage therapists and the healing practitioners. So, but the hospitals and cancer centers don't really know about us yet. And that's where we need to proceed into that world more. So, yes, that's what we're searching for, the opportunity to share.
Right. So sort of like nominate your local treatment center.
Yeah.
We'll reach
right.
out and introduce the music and,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of surround them with the, hey, there are people who want it and we've got it and, you know, please bring it in. And what's great is I've heard of some people moving to another facility and then they take the music with them. And so it can also spread that way if a professional
right.
knows about it and, you know, can share it throughout
right.
their careers.
Right. And
so,
the artist John Joseph is a perfect example of that. He had some heart surgeries and he had the surgeons actually play his ocean music during the surgery, and they loved it so much that they continue to play it when they do surgeries for other people. So here are the surgeons saying that, you know, it just made them feel comfortable and relaxed while they were doing the surgery. So there you go.
You know, I'm going to jump in here. Tricia, this is Dori. I just want to say thank you. It has been so wonderful to have you here and sharing Mysterium music and just the wonderful sounds and feelings that you get from the music that you are sharing. It truly is transformational. I love that word. We're signing out, so I just want you to be able to say goodbye and let everybody know where they can reach you and how to reach out to you.
They can reach out to mysteriummusic.com. And that's the best way to reach me and the music. And there's also a Mysterium Music Facebook page. And you can find all the music on the website and everything that's going on currently on the Facebook page.
And you're also on Twitter as Music Mysterium.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
Because
mm-hmm.
I was tweeting you out at that. So I just mm-hmm. want to say thank you. I'm going to bring Beth back in so she can let us know what's going to be happening next week on Positively Entertaining. And I'm really looking forward to being connected with you on Facebook and Twitter and sharing more and more of your music. It
thank
has
you.
Been an absolute joy. I'm really thankful that you were here today. So,
what an honor.
You
it's
know,
been a great honor to
you know
be
what?
On this show.
Thanks. And it's wonderful having you here. Beth, I wanted to, as we're signing out, just let everybody know where they can reach you and how they can get in touch with the Bee Company.
Oh, thanks, Tori. Well, we are just simply Beth Hilton at the Bee, just the letter B, company, all spelled out, .com, thebeecompany.com, and also on Twitter. You can search The Bee Company. We'll come right up. And on Facebook as well, under Beth Hilton. And I'll put a link on your page, Dori, so then we'll all be connected on your Facebook as well. And thank you for having us. You know, next week I'm hoping to have somebody from a new magazine that is going to launch called, what else, Positivity. And they are coming soon. It's not even out yet, but their magazine Focus hits on all those points that we try to talk about: your mindset, your optimism, your gratitude, your resilience, your strengths, and your mindfulness. So hoping to have them or our friends from the Posy Awards that I talked at the top of the show. So
well,
thank
I'm
you, everybody. Have a great
it.
Think good thoughts.
Absolutely. And Beth, I'm really looking forward to next week's show. And on our last bit of cleanup over here, tomorrow on The Sneaky Mom, Kaz Winters is here sharing spring cleaning. And you all know Kaz, you know, who feels that children learn best when they think they're playing. So I can't wait to have her share her ways of getting her kids to play and clean at the same time. I know I had mine. And just thank you all for tuning in to Word of Mom Radio. We love you being here with us day after day and week after week. Our archives make us live on your time. So please, you know, enjoy the show at any time. And I'm really looking forward to next week's Positively Entertaining. I'm really enjoying what Beth is bringing to Word of Mom. So from all of us here at Word of Mom to all of you, thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.
Thanks, Dory. Bye.